We're going to introduce to you Hunter Simmons, Planning Director for the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being with us. I'll get scoot up a little bit close to that microphone. We've got a lot of ground to cover, no pun intended, as lots of developments are covering our ground and around Fairhope. Let's start with the Planning Commission meeting on Monday night, because there was a lot of development on the agenda, including Carmel Park Flats, a 242 apartment complex, unit apartment complex, on Twin Beach Road at Thompson Hall. That was a request for preliminary approval. Did that pass?
It did, Lori. That was the second month that was on the agenda. It was sent, the Planning Commission sent that back for further study. There were some questions regarding traffic and traffic reports and sewer. And we reviewed, we actually hired a third party review of the traffic study, so trying to do our due diligence, and that was unzoned property. So if they meet our subdivision regulations, it's a challenge sometimes to deny a project.
And what you mean is, because that's outside of the city limits and it's unzoned in the county, can pretty much build whatever they want.
We cannot say use issues, you know, what they do with that property, how they do it is not something we can really govern in unzoned properties. Even if it was zoned in the county, we would have some say so at that, in that, but because it's unzoned and people want the freedom to do what they want on that unzoned land, well, so do their neighbors have that same freedom,
right?
So we're looking at infrastructure things. Is it going to be a burden? And we do our due diligence to say these are the things we're going to need, and if a developer meets those criteria, a lot of times, unless there's extraordinary circumstances, you'll hear public safety and welfare, you know, health, safety, and welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, people want us to just deny those things for health, safety, and welfare. Well, there's standards out there. There's standards for traffic studies and sewer connections. And if they meet those, it's really hard to do that. I think the city's done that in the past.
Well, the Fly Creek Apartments comes to mind. Very controversial. A lot of folks didn't want them built so close to the creek, etc. But and elections were won and lost over that vote,
right?
Because if they're meeting all of your requirements, you can't deny it unless you want a lawsuit.
Right. And you know, that we've certainly made our stance on developments in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not, and we've won some, we've lost some, lost more than we've won, but we have spent a lot of effort, you know, trying to develop in those areas that, you know, smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the...
So this is a an apartment complex that got its approval, and I did notice as I was reading in the not just the agenda, and I've tried to tell our audience, mm-hmm. when you go to fairhopeal.gov and I just search Planning Commission, that's the easiest thing to do. It pops up,
mm-hmm.
read the agenda and the other 67 pages ensuing that give all the background of what your department has been working on.
1,200 this month.
Whoa.
1,200 pages.
Oh, I'm really glad I didn't hit that print button.
And that's one thing that people have wanted information, and it's out there. And the challenge for us, and I don't think a lot of people realize, when there is a public hearing at the Planning Commission, they have 30 days to decide on a case, or it automatically is approved. That's Alabama state law. So the burden we have to review 1,200 pages and put a report out and, you know, inform our commissioners and the public is an incredible challenge sometimes. I mean, that's 1,200 pages out there. If anyone wants to go dig into traffic
Yikes.
Studies or sewer reports or plans.
But this particular development is the reason why Twin Beach Road's speed limit was just dropped, right?
Actually, it not. I wouldn't say that. We have been looking at options for Twin Beach Road. There are two projects already approved through our MPO along that corridor. Adding turn lanes at Twin Beach in 98 is a project funded, a potential roundabout at Highway 13.
Mm-hmm.
So and the city's taken a portion of Twin Beach from the county as far as maintenance goes. So that's been an ongoing conversation. It really didn't have anything to do with the apartments. It's just coinciding. You know, that's where growth's happening, and we've got a lot of issues merging together.
But you did have to do a traffic study. What did that entail?
So, that's a traffic engineer could explain that really well. In general, what a traffic study typically does is look at a project's impact on not only existing conditions, but what we have planned, because it's not going to be built tomorrow. And what improvements do they have to make to mitigate their impact on? So it's not always a go and no-go decision. It's what do they have to put in? Do they have to put in a red light? Do they have to put in turn lanes to keep traffic flowing at this, you know, hopefully the same rate it is before their development? So that was what was proposed. Well, the first revision we got said they didn't have to put anything in. So the city staff went back and asked them to research a little bit more of the area, not just right in front of where the apartments are. The applicant came back with that traffic study, and they have to put turn lanes in, recommended turn lanes. They agreed to do that. There were questions at the previous planning commission about some of the numbers in the study and didn't match up. So the planning commission asked us to further review that, see if we could get a third party, another traffic engineer, because no one on staff is a traffic engineer. I mean, we don't have a staff that covers every we're generalists, if you will.
Okay.
But the city did hire a traffic engineer to review the study, and you know, no traffic engineer is going to agree exactly with the methods, but the end result was the same. There's nothing that this project would do to impact the Twin Beach Road that they're not mitigating. So the end result was the same, and we made our decision based on that.
Okay. Also on the agenda from Monday night's Planning Commission meeting were three phases of Fairhope Falls, which is on Highway 104. That's the one with the pretty waterfalls in the front, if I'm recalling correctly.
That's way out, right adjacent to Fish River. So that's at the edge of our planning jurisdiction. Fairhope Falls is, they have a pool cut up toward the front near Lankford Road.
Oh, I see. So this is not where I was thinking. 104 and Lankford Road. I see.
That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
And phase three is 33 lots. Phase six was 70 lots. Phase seven, 60 lots, all on the meeting agenda. Mm-hmm. Did those pass?
They did.
They did?
They did.
Okay.
That is a project stemming, I believe, from 2007. We have a village subdivision, is the process through our subdivision regulations, and they applied in 2007 for a village subdivision. I don't quote me on the exact numbers, but somewhere up around 550 lots total over many acreage, and that was approved in 2007. Of course, we all know what happened with the economy.
Right.
One phase was built, economy went kaput, that was purchased by another developer and kind of revitalized, I think 2015, came in and developed phase two and three. And what we're looking at, there's a little bit of a difference between what you see on the agenda, phase three and six and seven. Three was a final plat. So preliminary plat is when they come in with a phase that's already been approved in general, but now they're going to get to they're going to pick nits. You know, we're going to look at stormwater. We're going to look at the exact engineering plans. And we approve that in a preliminary phase. And then they have 2 years to go and build the infrastructure, build the roads, build the drainage, and those type areas. And then they come back to us for final plat, and we check to see if they built it the way they said they were going to build it,
okay,
to the standards. And then they get to record that and start building houses. There's more to it than that, but for our length of conversation, mm-hmm, that's the general process.
So what about phases four and five that were not mentioned here?
Four and five was on the February agenda. So they came and approved. There was a tweak a little bit toward the end of 2020. The applicant came in with a village plan that was approved in 2007 and amended that slightly. So they didn't add more lots, but just amended a little bit of the road layout and how the lights were shaped. So that they received that approval in late 2020. So this is kind of the follow-up. The next step for them would come in for phase 4 and 5 in February to get preliminary plat approval, and then 6 and 7, and I believe we're going to have 8 and 9 potentially. We have that on potentially next month.
And you said over 500 lots.
Yes.
Yikes. So what do you mean by the village plan? Does this have anything to do with our comprehensive plan of the village concept?
It does. We do not have – there's a difference, but we've talked about zoned and unzoned. In the zoned areas, we use control land use by zoning, designations. In the extraterritorial jurisdiction, we don't look at land use, but giving developers a chance to develop the way we envision growing and the village concept of the comp plan in years past, this was a way to institute that because, unfortunately, with subdivision regulations, you have to be very clear. If we have lot size requirements or street widths, there's no real flexibility that if you don't do it this way, there's not too many ways that we as a city can negate that other than the village plan. So they can come in and be a little creative. It's an option to do a better development. You can think about things like, well, in this area, we want smaller lots so we can preserve the green space or the wetlands on this side of the land. So overall density is the same, but it allows some flexibility in how it's actually designed. And that's what happened in 2007, and that was approved. We don't have too many village subdivisions.
Does village mean retail is included?
It encourages... It doesn't always have to be. We have
or commercial,
certain
areas, commercial.
Yes, we do have in the comprehensive plan. We have villages, we have village nodes, we have commercial nodes, and those are kind of each one's scaled up or down. The commercial node being the smallest unit, and typically around intersections. So typically, that's what we encourage. If you're going to go for a village subdivision, it has that commercial component, because usually those villages and nodes are a denser. They're more around intersections or on state highways, and preserve a little bit of the rural land, but build closer to the roads, and that's just smart growth. We don't have roads going to a 300 lot subdivision in the middle of nowhere.
Another item on the agenda, which was item number 4, the 56 lot subdivision. Oh, this is also Fairhope Downs. Wait a minute. Oh, Fairhope Falls, Fairhope Downs, I see.
Right.
Fairhope Downs is the 56 lot subdivision on 51 acres out County Road 3, a quarter mile south of County Road 24. I've had some citizens ask me about this particular development. They've had some citizen like group meetings over it. Because it's a rural area, people there may have several acres, and I had some folks ask me about that. But let's just, before I put the cart before the horse, was that approved?
No. So if you'll notice something on that one, a little different on our agenda, that was put on the agenda as an informal review.
Okay.
And that's a process through our zoning code or subdivision regulations where an applicant can come to talk to the Planning Commission about a potential project. Unlike everything else on the agenda, the staff doesn't review that, but the Planning Commission also can't vote on that either. So it's a way to get some feedback for a potential project from our commissioners who otherwise can't meet with a development or potential development. That we saw the revisions a couple of days before the meeting, and we have not reviewed. We do not have a currently plans to review, so I assume in most developments that at some point in the future we will get those revised plans and review that. So not all questions can be answered right now because we don't have a new plan to review. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did they ask you to do in the informal review?
Yep, and then they asked our commissioners' opinions. I believe the original request was a 56-lot subdivision that was going to use septic tanks. And the city looked at that and said, and I'm speaking for someone else here, so a little leeway to be incorrect and not use the right terminology. The city looked at that option and said it's not good for the area, the environment, our sewer system, or you know, to allow those septic tanks there. Now we don't. The health department is actually the one that would approve septic tanks. So we never had that approval, but our sewer and water supervisor met with them and said, you know, you're going to have a sewer system for us to approve this. And I think that's the discussions happening now, whether that happens or not. The plan they showed, the revised plan they showed planning commissioners, I believe, had 64 lots, but was connecting to sewer. So one of the nuances of our subdivision regulations, if you can actually have more density if you connect to sewer. If you're on septic tanks, you have to install bigger lots.
Right. So. Residents actually asked me about this, and the septic tanks, A, septic tanks, B, that were at ground level that could drain into the watershed. Surrounding residents were very concerned about that. So are you saying the septic tanks are now off the table? They're looking at sewer?
That's what's that's the conversation right now. They still have an opportunity, and this is where I hope the public understands. We give our options. You know, we tell them what we want to see or what we're going to need to see, but there are outside sources. In this case, the health department, they could potentially, I don't know if they will or not, they could potentially go to the health department, get approval for the septic tanks, and come back to us and ask us again to approve that. We don't know what will happen in the future, but right now the city is saying we're not approving septic tanks. You're going to have to connect to our sewer, and I think they are exploring that option.
Okay. All right. We're speaking with Hunter Simmons, the planning director for the city of Fairhope. Lots more to cover, but we're going to take a quick pause for a sip of coffee and check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic. It is 8:39 and 46 degrees.